Yaakov calls Yosef's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, his grandchildren, and gives them special brachas. Now, we don't find Yaakov doing that to any of the other grandchildren. Surely he is showing favoritism again by giving only Yosef's children brachas. What's going on? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that Yosef's brothers understood that since Yosef's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, never saw Yaakov Avinu's household, they were born and bred in Egypt, their foundation was rocky. They didn't have the solidity of someone who grew up living, breathing, smelling Yaakov Avinu's house, seeing the way he acts, seeing the environment which he created. And because of that, Ephraim and Manasseh needed brachas to allow them to withstand the Golos in Egypt. Interestingly, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's why Yaakov put Ephraim before Manasseh. Right, interesting. Manasseh was the firstborn, yet we know that the Pasuk says, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim b'chim Manasseh. He put his right hand on Manasseh, and he mentions, his right hand on Ephraim, and he mentions Ephraim first. Why? Manasseh is the firstborn, not Ephraim. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why he does that is because Manasseh, the oldest one, he was called Manasseh, as the Pasuk in Miketz says, that Yosef had forgotten all of his past, all of his household. So it says, Ki nashani Elokim es kol amoli ves kol beis ovi. He called him Manasseh because Hashem has called me to forget all of my travail and the house of my father. His name suggests some connection to his past, meaning there is a connection there, which he's saying, okay, now I can kind of try to move on, but at least he's connected to his past. But Ephraim, on the other hand, he calls Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elokim be'eretz onyi, because Hashem has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. That suggests a place of success in the new, success in Egypt, where there's no longer any connection between Yosef and his home. So Manasseh, when he was born, there was more of a connection. Yosef felt more connection towards his household. But when Ephraim was born, already Yosef was looking to the future. He was looking at the success of being fruitful in Egypt. And therefore, Ephraim actually needed the brachas more than Manasseh. And that's why he came first. So to answer our question, this was not going to cause favoritism. It wasn't a favoritism thing. It was a practical metzius. It was a reality that Yosef's children required brachas to protect them in the exile. They knew. Yaakov Avinu knew that the exile would be hardest for them. Being in Egypt, trying to stay a yid through those hundreds of years was going to be a tougher challenge than those people who had been brought up in Yaakov's house. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.